Slow living is about creating space, time, and energy for the things that matter most. For most of my life, I thought that in order to accomplish anything, I needed to rush, packing activities into every possible second from the time I opened my eyes until my exhausted head hit the pillow. I actually prided myself on how busy I was, because that meant I was getting things done. I believed that time was a useful tool and that every second should be used. Well, contrary to what I thought, time is actually a very precious gift. And it shouldn't be rushed, but instead savored. Slow living provides an opportunity to step back, pay attention, and question the ways I use precious moments. It allows me to recalibrate my relationship with myself, with those around me, and the world that I live in. It is through slowing down that I can identify what I simply can't live without. Slow down. You're doing fine. You can't be everything you want to be before your time. There is a natural flow to life. There are times that move much quicker and others that slow down a lot. Slow living is not about always living in slow motion. It's about doing everything at the right speed instead of pushing to go faster. Living as if there are only two speeds, either back-breaking fast or stagnant, really limits my creativity, my connection, and my peace of mind. To be slow means gently guiding the rhythms of my life, practicing patience when needed, and allowing time to unfold at its own pace takes the pressure and self-criticism away from me. Focusing on a very specific process or task gives me a sense of accomplishment, and trusting that everything will be done at the right time leaves me feeling calmer and less stressed. I am in control of the pace of my life. I am the curator of my life. Slowly cut things out until I'm only left with what I love, what's necessary, and what makes me happy. By mindfully eliminating the things that unnecessarily eat up time, I create more space in my life, allowing me to slow down and pause. By slowing down rather than losing time, I find that I gain time by doing the things that are most important to me and dropping the things that are only time fillers. Besides the art of getting things done, there is also the art of leaving things undone. Being a mother and wife, there is something within me that tends to take on too much. Perhaps it's an internal need for approval or just simply stubbornness. Either way, my eagerness to take on everyone else's tasks in addition to my own has bit me more than once. I recognize that it's not up to me to do everything. Going against years of conditioned behavior, I'm now finally comfortable with leaving things undone. By putting down this self-inflicted burden, I feel lighter, happier, and freer. There is more to life than increasing the speed. Life is not about how much we achieve, or the speed in which we complete a task, or how many things we get done. Life is created in millions of tiny moments strung together, weaving a colorful tapestry that's called our life. It is in the scenery that takes our breath away, in the wholesome taste of soup on a cold day, and the laughter of a loved one. Slowing down is the only way to truly experience these tiny moments. Tomorrow is not guaranteed for any of us. When I relish each small moment, I can say that I'm living life to the fullest. Slowing down isn't about protesting work. It's instead about finding a better way to do it. The first time I had heard about working smarter, not harder, was in the Tim Ferriss book, The 4-Hour Work Week. In it, he teaches how to examine every task of your life, from mowing the lawn to answering emails, and finding ways to work better. Sometimes a little creative thinking is all it takes to free up time. And with a little free time, I feel as if I can breathe. I think more clearly, I'm more creative, and I'm less frantic. Slowing down is simply shifting the mind into a lower gear. It's in pausing long enough to notice life happening around me. Slowing down means that I value every second of my life. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a beautiful day, my friend.